Blog Talk Radio.
It is prayer time. We're going to be talking about the order of prayer, which is one of the series out of the book that you will be studying from. The order of prayer. God is bringing his people into a spiritual promise. And we must learn to pray daily to set free Christians who are called to be laborers for the Lord. It is important that we stay with one accord, united in perfect peace, with strategies and our purpose and plan. In regards to our repentance, our praises, our prayer, binding and loosening, this allows us as a collective unit to put unprecedented pressure on the enemy. We will cause a breakthrough in all areas that we will bring forth purpose for ministries, for ourselves, and for others. We must stay focused on the assignment. I'm going to mention some prayer strategies that you as a member of the body of Christ and prayer force, we must learn to employ to bring to fruition and manifestation of the victory that God has promised. It is important that we understand our responsibility to pray for the laborers in the territorial dominion that we're in, and that we be assigned on purpose, and that God has put you, intercessor, under his authority to be over territories with your prayer life. Now we ask that you begin to pray 3 times a day. And we ask that you begin to fast 3 times a week. This is the will of the assignment that God has laid before you if you're in this class. It will cause breakthroughs of laborers, of intercessors, and bring into captivity every thought that is against the knowledge of God. Now, we will be bringing 5 steps of prayer. These steps should be in this order. Repentance. Short worship. Praise and thanksgiving. Petitions. This should be done only one time. After the first time, you should slip this point. Into your minds and your spirit, that it will be automatically done. Then go into praise. God will answer what you have asked for the first time. 4, thanks and praise. Begin to thank and praise God for all the points that you have petitioned him for. Binding and loosening in Jesus' name, which is spiritual warfare. Now, first, let's talk about repentance. Repentance for yourself and the Christian laborers in your region, in your state, in your city, in your church, and in the membership of your church, for your pastor, for the pastor's family, that you have been assigned to. This should be for the sins of both present and past generations in your assigned territory. Please understand that there are so many sins that have happened and are still happening by the body of Christ that are none commonly known, that must be repented of. If God is going to move in a geographical area or a situation, God is calling you, yes, you, intercessor, to stand in the gap for these sins. Now, I want you to repeat these words after me. I repent for my own sin, and I stand proxy for the sins of Christians in this region, in this city, in this state, for I have been given assignment to. I begin to pray for. I repent for all sin that I have committed, the sins of Christians in the past generations, our forefathers and ancestors in this region that I am assigned to. In this territory that I have been assigned to, I repent, and I ask you, God, to forgive me, all the Christians in this region, in this territory, and in this church. I stand proxy for, and begin to say the names, for the sins of disobedience of your word, lukewarmness, lack of taking your word seriously, not responding when you have called us to pray or serve you in any other way. Tradition, legalism, religious pride, speaking poorly about and criticizing our leaders, the man or woman of God, both natural and spiritual, rather than praying for them, I have passed judgment. Forgive me, Lord. No matter how they may lead. And even, Lord, being ashamed of your word, not believing you, speaking poorly, and saying anything bad about others. Forgive me, Lord, for using your name in vain. Living a life of compromise, envying others in the church. And out of the church, watching and being entertained by ungodly programs, ungodly television, ungodly internet sites, ungodly radio programs, ungodly music, idolatry, putting anything or anyone before you or above you, God, including our families, our jobs, our bank accounts, sport teams, events, entertainment, entertainers, finances, church, our leaders, etc. Not paying our tithes and giving sacrificial offerings unto the Lord God. Adultery, both those in our minds and those that were physically act upon. False prophecy, misusing the word of God for personal gain, reconstructing the scriptures to prove a point. Ungodly church split. Being prideful because of arrogancy, ignorancy, offense, power struggles, racism. Putting people titles that God did not give them on themselves and others. Not submitting to God, causing discord and disunity in the body of Christ. When others in the body of Christ don't act like us, look like us, talk like us, walk like us, have the same familiar background as us, agree with everything that we say, hating our brothers and sisters in Christ, or anyone else for that matter. Worldliness, allowing our children and those in our households to be worldly and to do worldly things to fit into society. As for me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Competing with one another. Who have the most things, the biggest church, the most members, the best car, the best house, the best teacher, the most talented musician and singers, etc. Seeking out recognition and the applause of people with our gifts and talents, such as with Christians and secular award shows, using ungodly worldly powers in the church as a mean of being social, appealing, or acceptable, seeking out political power and relationship above and before seeking God's face for your direction. Thank you, Jesus. And begin to praise him. Begin to thank him. Begin to worship him. Seek God's face for his direction, for his strength, for everything else. Begin to ask God to forgive those that have caused and done abortions, murders, even killing our brothers and our sisters in Christ with our tongues. Murmuring, backbiting, unforgiveness, slavery, prejudice, reverse racism, oppression of others, illegal drug use, pharmacia, drunkenness, fornication, lying, stealing, gambling, having itching ears to listen to and follow false religion and occult teaching that some teach. And again, gossiping, backbiting, murmuring, complaining, witchcraft, divination, ignorance, pride, rape, perversion, lesbianism, homosexuality. Rejection of the entire word, manipulation, anti-submission, rebelliousness, not submitting to godly authority and legal authority, unbelief in and rejection of the word of God, jealousy, discontentment with what God has given us, violence, uncleanness, covetousness, greed, brokenness, commitment, and not committing to covenancy, breaking it, even divorce in the church. For every person born out of wedlock, division in the body of Christ, all disobedience to God by the church, disorder, contentment, strife, worship of false gods, including sport player, popular Christian leadership, singers, as well as others that have the tendency, we begin to worship. Forgive us, Lord. If we have made a mistake saying bad things about God's leaders and his people, both Christians and Jews, forgive us for our doubt and our unbelief in regards to what God's word says. Incest, abuse, cursing Jewish people, not honoring our parents, not honoring natural and spiritual authority, injustice, partying like the world, drinking like the world, all acts of rebellion against God, against legal authority, condemnation of others, agreeing with unrighteous acts, for Christian leaders who have said degrading and negative words about the people of God, forgive them, Lord. That have opened doors in others' lives unnecessarily, that have caused them to suffer because of their words, for not spending enough time with God in prayer and even reading His Word, for not giving God our whole life for His service, for putting relationship with people in regards for what they think and what they say above what God says. Wanting acceptance from people more than wanting acceptance from God. Having relationships that's over relationships that's of God. Falsely accusing one another. Misusing our finances and not using our resources to build your kingdom. Forgive us, Lord. Order of prayer. And when you begin to pray in that manner, it's a form of intercession. Not just for yourself, but for others. And then part two, I want you to begin to give thanksgiving and praise and worship after you have repented. Not just for yourself, but for yourself and others. Thank Him. Worship Him. Praise Him. Worship God for who He is. All His divine attributes. His holiness. His justness. His lovingness. He's merciful. Tell Him His eternal love. Begin to worship Him. Praise Him and thank God for what He has already done and what He is about to do. Praise and thank God for whatever you have asked Him for, whether you have received it or not. Begin to focus on seeing the thing that you have asked God for as though it has already came to pass. Your praises releases your faith, which say, it's done. Praise and thank God. Praise Him for every promise that is in His Word. And thank Him for the manifestation, not just in your life, but in other lives. Praise Him and thank Him for releasing whatever you have asked Him for. Praise Him for those demonic strongholds that are no longer binding, hindering, or keeping others from their blessed place in God. And thank Him that others are not bound and they have become laborers for Christ. Begin to pray for the body of Christ to be in revival. Begin to thank God. And thirdly, I want you to begin to petition God. Ask God for and praise God for. And don't neglect to praise God for what you're asking in Jesus' name. Begin to ask Him, petition Him, and ask Him for multitudes of laborers to come and that they will be equipped to release into the harvest of the assignment that's been assigned to you to break shackles, shackles off the minds and the hearts of those that you're interceding for. for Christians in your assigned area. Shackles broke off. Those shackles that hinder them from being activated as laborers. Petition God to remove spiritual blinders off of others' eyes and every hindrance that's stopping them from serving the Lord. Not part-time, but full-time Christians, full-time believers, that they would serve God with all their strength and all their might and all their substance. And that they will be faithful to the assignment that God will now give them. Ask God to open their hearts so that they may see what he wants them to do and that they may do it. Petition God that the multitude of people would respond to letters and radio advertisements and television ads and commercials, that they will be drawn in to teachings, trainings, revivals, empowerment conference, that they will be called in to prayer, to ministry schools, so that they will become master builders as well as master teachers. Intercessor, there's an assignment for you to bring others into their blessed place. Petition God to make provision for the house, the ministry that you're under, the ministry that you're in, the ministry that you have. Petition God that God would send finance, that God would send everything that's needed so that the need could be met for kingdom's sake. Begin to petition God for divine direction, divine strategies, divine revelation, divine protection, divine wisdom for the leadership of the ministry that you're in, the ministry that you're with, the ministry that you've been given for the body of Christ, for the kingdom of God. Begin to petition God that God would bless and keep and protect leadership and all the participants, everyone that assists in your ministry. Pray for those that are a blessing to you in the ministry. Begin to believe God for their completion. Petition God that closed doors are closed in the enemy's face. Petition God for favor, for health, for strength. Petition God that you would love on him like never before. That you'll fall so in love with God that when you pray, mountains are moved. That when you pray, God will answer. That when you open your mouth, heaven will hear. Petition God for spiritual insight. Petition God that you'll make him first in all things. Petition God. Yes. Make your request made known unto him. And then I want you to begin binding and loosening. I want you to begin to first declare what you are binding these spirits off of. For example, I want you to begin to say, I bind whatever the name of that spirit is off of whomever it is in the name of Jesus. And then I want you to begin to say, I loose provision again for that person or that ministry or that name. You know, it's a good practice. It's a God practice to bind and loose off what you have just petitioned God for and loose what you have asked him for. I have a list of spirits that I want to call out. And when you begin to call out those spirits, I want you to begin to bind and cast them out in the name of Jesus. Such as, I want you to begin to cast out spirit of oppression, spirit of depression, spirit of heaviness, strife, contentment, lying, deceiving, Jezebel spirit, the accuser of the brethren, antichrist spirits that try to bring stings upon you that will pull you from praying. From praying the word. Pray against the spirit of oppression, offense, anger, rage, unforgiveness, pride. Call them all out. Rebelliousness, witchcraft, divination, false prophetic spirits, manipulation. Call them all out. Because they don't like to hear their names. Thank you, Lord God. Bind them. Begin to see them being bound. Bound. Bind up fear. The word says whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever you begin to loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. So when we open our mouth, we must loose good things. We must loose blessing. Prophetic intercessor. Yes, you must be a prophetic intercessor so that you can speak the word of God. When you pray, God's going to speak back to you because now your ears are open and you will not be confused with what you heard God say. Living waters will flow from your belly. A force shall run. When false doctrine comes, you'll know. Anything that's not like God, you'll begin to know. But out of this all, you must stay humble. You must stay humble. Walk in humility. Begin to loose. Loose. Begin to loose laborers, both men and women. That they would come and be in the ministry, that they would come and be with you, with your ministry, with your assignment. That loose, that you are walking in the will of the Father. Loose it. Loose that you have forgave others. Loose that God's grace is released upon you. Loose the impossible through Christ. Loose the love of God and your inner peace. Loose obedience. Loose peace, a yielded will, long-suffering. Loose that you trust God. Unselfishness. Loose true godly worship. Repentance and a contrite spirit. Mercy, loving kindness, accepted in the beloved. Loose that you know exactly what you should be doing in all seasons. Loose sexual impurity. Off, bind that off your life and loose integrity, sexual integrity. Loose it. Loose the power of God upon you and others. Loose meekness and healing and peaceful sleep. That God's grace be upon you. Grace to focus. Grace to stay focused. Grace to win. Grace to be strong. Not your grace, but God's grace. And His grace is sufficient for thee. And as you study the intercessory prayer manual, and you begin to become a prayer force, and you understand the need to fast and pray, you become more and more like Christ. Set apart for the Master's use. We ask that you at least pray 3 times a day. We ask that you least fast 3 times a week. And it don't have to be a whole day. It can be 5 hours. You're going to fast for the next 5 hours. As God leads you, so that you can become the prophetic intercessor whom God is developing, whom God is putting in place, whom God is causing you to take territory where you could be assigned to a certain area. And in the area that you're assigned to, nothing goes wrong because you're on the wall, watchman on the wall. So remember the strategies and the purpose and the steps, the order, repent, pray, prayer, binding, and loosening. If you pray in this order, I encourage you to take this tape and pass it on to develop another intercessor. Intercessors are needed in this hour. Intercessors are needed in this season. Intercessors are needed in this hour. And I encourage you to have a desire to develop intercessors. Let the bridegroom go forth in his chamber and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy inheritance to a reproach, that the heathen shall rule over them. Wherefore shall they say among the people, where is thy God? Develop intercessors. For Zion is calling, for the trumpet of Zion is now. Gather the people to saturate and sanctify the congregation. Assemble the intercessors. Assemble the elders. Gather the children and those that suck the breath of their mothers, the children. Train them, teach them, pour. It's intercession time. It's time to pray. It's time to move forth. And what God has assigned the intercessors to do. Yes, it's time. I want to encourage you to establish a spiritual prayer life that's second to none, so you can get results. I speak grace and peace over the life of every person who have heard this recording. The kingdom of God is at hand. Therefore, to whom much is given, much is required. The Lord has graciously allowed us to move in the realm of the supernatural as we proclaim that 2012 is the year it's going to happen. And I remind you that when Joseph's father in the book of Genesis gave him a coat, yes, Lord, of many colors, it's symbolizing favor. As a consequence, Joseph had no idea the weight and the attack that was attached to his assignment. When he was thrown in the pit, should he have been surprised? What did he think was going to happen? When he found himself being forgotten by the people he helped, should he really have been shocked? What did he think was going to happen? However, when his dreams came to pass and his own family didn't recognize him, I'm sure he said to his brother, what did you think was going to happen? Surely you couldn't possibly believe that God's word wouldn't come to pass. It shall come to pass. So my dear sisters, my dear brothers, in your pursuit of supernatural, with all that the Lord is preparing to take you through and to, begin to see it. Begin to pray. Begin to believe it. And begin to celebrate what God is doing. What God is about to do. Two. Through. And four. You. And your family. And your church home. And your friends. Prayer is not an option. prayer is essential. Prayer is your relationship with God, your communication with the Father. If you are an intercessor and you're listening to this teaching, what did you think was going to happen because of your coat of many colors, because of your many gifts, because of your many talents? Stand fast, be strong, and be focused. The healing and the restoration should be your major priority of the land, of the people, of the churches. I want you to purchase the prayer journal, purchase the prayer book, and write down all the instructions for your fast and organize a plan and a schedule before you begin. This is important. Because once the fast began, you might try to convince yourself to quit. But the schedule can then act as a contract that you have made with the fast, with the Lord, that you must keep. Remind yourself why you're doing the fast. And remember that God's grace is sufficient for thee. And before closing, I'm going to give you our structure to follow. Week one, only fruit, vegetable, juice, water, and one meal with meat, not fried, for 1 week. For the second week, only fruit, vegetable, juice, water, and no meat. For the third week, from 12 a.m. to 4 p.m., no water and no food. After 4 p.m., fruit, vegetable, juice, and water. During the whole fast, no sugar, no sweets, desserts, chocolate, candy, no caffeine, shatarabora, no soda, and no fried food. And the day before the fast, I want you to cut down on food with high caffeine, salt, and sugar content. Just start cutting it down slowly. God is going to move. God is going to ordain some things and some people when this fast began. In the name of Jesus. 2 Chronicles 7 and 14 will be the scripture. Remember, if you resist temptation to eat a big and long-lasting supper the night before, the enemy will flee. I just want to encourage you tonight, encourage you today, to put yourself on a schedule. Food is not too control us. It was made to sustain us. So put yourself on a schedule and write it down and hold fast to the profession of that schedule, of what you have committed to do. Prophetic intercessor. Yes. That you are. We thank you for tuning in to the teaching on becoming a prophetic intercessor. Part one. God bless you. You can, when this CD ends, you can get CD two and begin to play it, and we'll pick up where we left off. Until then, I want you to remember that your family breakthrough, your church breakthrough, your friends breakthrough is in your hands. Intercessor of God. God bless you. And thank you for listening to the